out and rolling. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. The 37th running of the UConn Quest International Sled Dog Race got underway along the Chena River in downtown Fairbanks yesterday morning. Fifteen mushers are on the trail, with the front runners, including defending champion Brent Sass, poised to take on the race's first big challenge, the climb and steep descent of Eagle Summit this morning. While the race is filled with challenges, just getting to Saturday's start was especially difficult this year for veteran musher Cody Strath. KUAC's Lex Trinan reports.
Just before the race, Cody Strath is calm as officials check his gear.
What else do you need?
But his coolness is a bit incredible considering what happened to him in the weeks just before the race. Here's the 42-year-old describing a series of misfortunes with a characteristic nonchalance.
My motor trucks fell apart a couple weeks ago, and just it was to the point where it wasn't worth fixing anymore, so that was kind of a blow. And then we had our pipes froze in our house in Cantwell, so that was kind of a blow in the last few days.
And the craziest part of it all is that all those events were nothing compared to what he endured 12 days ago.
I was out breaking trail all day, out on the tundra around Denali, putting in new trails with the snow machine, came back to town, went to the gas station to get gas, and when I ramped the snow machine up over a plow berm, I ended up rolling snow machine on my leg and getting pinned for a while.
It was a more serious situation than he describes. His wife, fellow musher Paige Drobny, was out of town for another sled dog race, leaving Strath alone. While he was just a few hundred meters away from their house, he had nobody to call for help.
My ankle was back underneath the track. It was rolled over onto like big, crusty, icy plow berm type stuff, so it wasn't like soft enough, so I couldn't dig out with my hand. And so I was stuck with a 1,000-pound machine kind of rolled on me, and so I ended up having to flip this leg up and over, get my butt underneath the seat, and then push the machine off to get my leg out, and then roll the machine back over and go home.
Naturally, he didn't tell his wife. Here's Paige just before the start of Saturday's race describing what happened that day.
I was running the Kuskokwim 300 at the time, and then he didn't tell me about that until I got home. That's like sort of one of those rules of the trail, is that like you don't hear about anything bad, you know, if there's nothing you can do about it. So.
But when she got home, he put it to her bluntly. Drobny would have to run the quest for him. His knee was practically immobile by the time he got home, and he would take the next crucial pre-race week almost entirely off training. Lucky for him, Drobny, last year's sixth place quest finisher, is pretty unflappable herself.
The first thing I said was, "No, you pack crappy snacks." and then I was like, "Oh, your gloves and socks won't fit me. That will really, really suck."
She makes it all sound so easy, but she had just finished a 300-mile race and was preparing for the Iditarod in March. Still, Drobny just shrugged it off.
Last year I did both quests and Iditarod, yeah. So this would be the third time that I would do both races, and so I wasn't worried about it. It's been a long winter, we've had a lot going on, and so I was excited to take a little bit of a break.
Quest rules state that in the case of a legitimate medical emergency, qualified racers can take over a race spot. Meanwhile, Strath's knee started to feel better. By the time his doctors checked 5 days before the race, he was feeling almost back to normal. Now that he's on the trail, Strath says that he's putting that stress behind him. He's got a strong team packed with Iditarod and Quest veterans.
They are a team that can win this race, and I just have to guide them.
With one of the highest average moving speeds in the field coming into Two Rivers, Strath is showing that adversity is no obstacle to success. He's also showing a great paradox about dog mushing. The sport that seems so complicated can feel a lot more simple in everyday life.
Because I can escape all these like normal world issues and just like travel with my amazing dog team.
On the UConn Quest Trail in Two Rivers, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross, Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblow's Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.